Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again for the Kenny Hodge Podcast. Let's get it on. Bringing you the latest in postal news to keep you updated about your work environment. Stand by. As always, it's going to be very interesting. Let's podcast. Good morning, podcast audience. This is Ken Hodge with a postal podcast for you today. That's a little out of the ordinary, for me at least, on my podcast. Today we're going to talk, or I want to discuss with you, about a standard operating procedure when it comes to getting rid of or moving out of the facility MTE. And MTE is an acronym for mail transport equipment. You know, all that mail that we stack up in APCs and cages and we take out to the North Dock and the mail handlers put it on a trailer and send it away. Well, there's a little more to it than that, but I want you to understand what type of mail we're talking about. Okay, when we talk MTE, let's define the purpose. And with the creation of mail transport equipment service centers, the MTESC, MTEX network, the Postal Service realized significant cost reduction in processing empty mail transport equipment, MTE, and improved both the availability and conditions of this equipment. So again, there's a reason they have an MTE center that repairs or refurbishes a lot of that equipment that we send there. But there's something that we should do in order to make that a better transition. And when we talk about the standard operating procedure, let's talk about a responsibility. And I want you to remember this because I'm going to show you how mail handlers should understand this responsibility and make it work in their favor. Facility managers must manage, administrate, and determine the application of and control of MTE within their jurisdictional area. They must meet on a daily basis the equipment needs of mail processing, associate offices, station branches, and mailers. Inventories of containerized MTE must not be returned to the MTESC Center solely for the purpose of creating floor space. If it is anticipated, a need will exist for that equipment within the following 7 days. So what I'm saying to you is management has a responsibility to ensure that there's equipment on hand for the processing of the mail. Now, I gotta say, how many times is that a major problem? But again, it's part of management's responsibility. And in Columbus, if you look at the different configurations of cardboard or boxes that we stack throughout the night around that building on a daily basis, as you see, it takes up a lot of space there. Now, before we go too far, pump your brakes. This is not a management podcast. So let's just go ahead and clear that out and let's get back on track. But if we took the time to properly put that trash away, management would have a conniption. They would not understand the extra time that it's going to take to put that stuff away neatly. So mail handlers, in the process of making sure we try to meet operational push out, meaning dispatching that mail, that mail is not containerized properly, but it's just stacked in an area. But we have bid jobs for MTE techs or mail handlers, MTE, mail transport equipment, mail handlers, that I don't know if it is part of their job description that they should be the ones containerizing and putting that mail on the truck. Again, I don't know if that should be part of, if that is part of their job description, but the fact of the matter is, if we took the time as mail handlers in each individual area and stacked that cardboard properly, then once we brought it to the North Dock, it would be easier or simpler for the mail handlers that have MTE bids to prepare and then load it on a truck. I'm just saying. But all of that mail has to be containerized in specific manner. There are different stacking configurations for your letter trays, depending on extended trays or the MM trays. There's a configuration for half trays. So again, there is work that still has to be done in order for us to rotate that MTE in and out of Columbus, well, out of Columbus on a regular basis. And I think that while I'm in the process of reading the SOP and understanding the work that's involved in properly rotating MTE out of your facility, it makes me wonder, do the need for additional level 5 mail handler positions with specific MTE as primary duties? I mean, do we have enough? Do we need more? Because if it is a problem in Columbus, Ohio, then I've seen on occasions where there's been task force put out to clear that equipment up. And I'm simply saying, if a task force is needed to clear it up and keep it clear, maybe you might want to look at creating additional bid jobs for level 5 mail handlers to do that on a regular. Now, I'm just saying, because the robots that are in Columbus right now, those AGVs, are constantly being held up because there's equipment, objects in their path of travel. Now, I'm sure in order to get, I'm talking to the post office, in order to get a better return on that investment, it would be advisable that if you took the opportunity to maybe take a look at it and find out that, yeah, you need to add 2 or 3 more MTech bid jobs so that you ensure the facility is always neat, clean, and MTE is flowing out of your facility. If that's what it means in order for you to show a better return on your investment with those robots, then I would suggest that's what you do. But then again, no one asked me. But I'm going over this SOP, again, just in order to keep the audience or mail handlers aware of rules and regulations that govern how they do what they do. And I'm seeing a lot of work here that most of us don't do on a regular. And when I say work, I meant, processes. Like, for example, when we talk about sacks, well, it is my understanding that, in fact, right, I'm going to read right from the SOP. Mail processing facilities receive several types of sacks. Mail processing facilities must not return sacks to the MTEC unless they are excess to the needs of the facility. At the time a sack is dumped, employees must examine the sack for serviceability and loose mail contents using the elbow method. All serviceable sacks must be returned to the MTEC. All serviceable sacks to be returned to the MTEC must be stacked in a pallet box, and the height of the contents must not exceed the top of the cardboard box. Sacks must not be returned to the MTEC in any other container other than a pallet box. Now, let me say this to you. That process that we do every day, or you do every day, of stuffing those sacks inside of each other, because it makes it so much easier, faster, and you can expedite dumping mail into a container that's going to run on a piece of automated equipment. But that's a process Columbus, Ohio says they're not going to do. That is not how they want sacks processed. But here's the dichotomy. If you do it as per this SOP, you're going to show that what you did in 5 minutes yesterday is now going to take you about 7 minutes. And there lies the problem. If you work as per the SOP, you're going to work safe. You're going to present a better process for the post office, but it's going to take you a little longer in the prepping of mail to be processed. Does that make sense to anyone? Or I hope it made sense to everyone. In other words, what I'm saying to you is, if you work in the manner prescribed by postal headquarters, then you're going to have a better quality of work life, and we're going to have a better quality product. But if you work in the manner prescribed by postal headquarters, it's pretty much going to be contradictory to what local management wants you to do. So right now, if it is important to local management that MTE is prepared and stored properly, then I say to the people on the apps or any other area that are loading or emptying equipment, make sure you take the time, and once you empty it, to stack it for transportation. Stack it properly. Let's not stack it the expedited way. Let's stack it the proper way. I'm going to close this podcast out with some MTE reminders. The MTEC centers, they process sacks, sleeves, trays, tubs, lids, plastic pallets, and red-tagged rolling stock. Sacks and sleeves should be consolidated in tall boxes or double stacked in short boxes and returned. Sacks should be stored flat, not bummed together, to ensure they have been emptied. And I only want to say to that is, remember this. If your MDO or your manager insists that you bum the sacks together, then what they are saying is that they're going to allocate additional time for the level 5 MTE on the dock to take them out of the, you know, bum configuration and flatten them out. So just understand that. So if that's what they want you to do, then do that. And on the other side, then they have to realize you are now sending additional work out to the north dock for the gentlemen to, or excuse me, for the mail handlers out there to prepare for transportation. Do not send cardboard, wood pallets, well, they still got UBBM mail, recycling trash, or other non-MTE. Example, FSS casters, trays, tires, furniture, etc., to the centers. Non-MTE will be returned on your next trip. So, if you send equipment that is not received, or not that should not be received at the center, once they get that truck, they're going to put that on the truck and send it right back to where it originated. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. I hope I've given you a little information on MTE, this SOP. And let's try to be a little more mindful every day at work as we store that empty equipment. And remember, If it takes you a little longer because you're doing it correctly, I'm sure in the long run, the Postal Service will be very appreciative to you. Have a great day.